Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. When you take better care of your farm equipment, you can be more efficient and have less downtime. Cenex Superlube TMS is the leading heavy-duty diesel engine oil to keep all your farm equipment running in top shape, which means you'll have less downtime and more fill-in time. And daisy time. And dusty time. Ask for Superlube TMS and a total protection plan today, because quality oil leads to quality time. Find Superlube products at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. Tom, let's check in with our livestock futures here this morning, and ended up with kind of a rough day yesterday for the livestock all across the board.
That's exactly right, Dave. Monday was a price negative session of trading and closes for the cattle and the lean hog futures. The selling that started late last week in the cattle carried over into the beginning of this week, with additional help to the downside from Friday's negative cattle on feed report. Now, we did see the cash cattle trade last week a dollar higher for at the price of 139 on the hoof. Now, after scoring new contract highs, we did see our June and July hogs, and they made those highs I'm talking about last Friday. They closed yesterday with triple-digit losses. They also experienced a pretty negative day. Now, choice box beef took another hit, down $2 and a penny. Select boxes down $1.66. Total movement of 111 loads. Cattle kill 109,000 head. Cash feeder index was up $1.21 yesterday. On the close yesterday, April live cattle $1.47 lower. April feeder cattle down $4.22. April lean hogs $2.10 lower.
We will check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's check on these grain futures here today. And it was the opposite from livestock. Grains had a good day yesterday, higher across the board.
They sure did, Dave. The Chicago and KC wheat was the leaders to the upside for Monday's trade yesterday, as we saw the grain and the soybean complex close positive. The wheat found some support from the cold temperatures that hit over the weekend in the southern plains, but the trade also appeared to be very cautious about getting overly bullish. But time will tell if the wheat has been harmed by those cold temperatures. Yesterday afternoon's winter good to excellent wheat condition rating for Kansas improved by 1 point to 57%. Oklahoma declined by 4 points to 63%, and Texas improved by 1 to 47%. Now, Oklahoma is 38% of the wheat has jointed. That's equal to what their average pace is. Kansas, 20% is jointed, above the normal pace of 7, and Texas is now reporting 2% of their wheat has headed. This is above normal for Texas. Now, at the moment, May KC wheat is 4.25 cents higher. May corn's up 0.75 cents. May soybeans 4.5 cents higher. The May cotton is down 15 points at the moment. May crude oil 42 cents lower. The June dollar index is 22 cents higher. And June Dow Jones futures trading 61 points lower.
Now, Tom, for folks who are interested in getting involved in commodities trading, how can they get more information?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. We'll check in with you again this afternoon. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.